Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. He did that which was right in Yahuwah's eyes, according to all that David his father had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of Yahuwah's house and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them together into the wide place on the east and said to them, "Listen to me, you Levites, now sanctify yourselves and sanctify the house of Yahuwah, Elohim of your fathers, and carry the filthiness out of the set-apart place. Our fathers were unfaithful and have done that which was evil in Yahuwah, our Elohim's sight, and have forsaken him and have turned away their faces from the habitation of Yahuwah and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings in the set-apart place to the Elohim of Israel. Therefore Yahuwah's wrath was on Judah and Jerusalem, and he has delivered them to be tossed back and forth, to be an astonishment and a hissing, as you see with your eyes. For behold, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Yahuwah, Elohim of Israel, that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, don't be negligent now, for Yahuwah has chosen you to stand before him, to minister to him, and that you should be his ministers and burn incense." Then the Levites arose, Mahath the son of Amasai, and Joel the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish the son of Abdi, and Azariah the son of Jehaliel, and of the Gershonites, Joah the son of Zimmah, and Eden the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri and Juel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Himan, Jehuel, and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah and Uziel. They gathered their brothers, sanctified themselves, and went in, according to the commandment of the king by Yahuwah's words, to cleanse Yahuwah's house. The priests went into the inner part of Yahuwah's house to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in Yahuwah's temple into the court of Yahuwah's house. The Levites took it from there to carry it out to the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month they came to Yahuwah's porch. They sanctified Yahuwah's house in 8 days, and on the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went in to Hezekiah the king within the palace and said, "We have cleansed all Yahuwah's house, including the altar of burnt offering with all its vessels, and the table of show bread with all its vessels. Moreover, we have prepared and sanctified all the vessels which King Ahaz threw away in his reign when he was unfaithful. Behold, they are before Yahuwah's altar." Then Hezekiah the king arose early, gathered the princes of the city, and went up to Yahuwah's house. They brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 male goats for a sin offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. He commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on Yahuwah's altar. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. They killed the rams and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They also killed the lambs and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They brought near the male goats for the sin offering before the king and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them. Then the priests killed them, and they made a sin offering with their blood on the altar to make atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. He set the Levites in Yahuwah's house with cymbals, with stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, of Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. For the commandment was from Yahuwah by his prophets. The Levites stood with David's instruments, and the priests with the trumpets. Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offering on the altar. When the burnt offering began, Yahuwah's song also began, along with the trumpets and instruments of David, king of Israel. All the assembly worshipped. The singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. When they had finished offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praises to Yahuwah with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. They sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered, "Now you have consecrated yourselves to Yahuwah. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into Yahuwah's house." The assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. The number of the burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to Yahuwah. The consecrated things were 600 head of cattle and 3,000 sheep, but the priests were too few so that they could not skin all the burnt offerings. Therefore their brothers, the Levites, helped them until the work was ended, and until the priests had sanctified themselves, for the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. Also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings and with the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of Yahuwah's house was set in order. Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because of that which Elohim had prepared for the people, for the thing was done suddenly.